My name's Matt Key in Worcester, Massachusetts.
My name is Julian. Oh, sorry.
My name is Mark.
A group of about 20 people are sitting in a circle introducing themselves in a basement room near Wayne State University in Detroit. This three-day conference is the first one ever organized by the Jewish Anti-Zionist Network.
Now we're going to talk about the goals for this workshop and intentions.
Most of the 200 or so people here are young Americans with a sprinkling of internationals. Oberlin College student Elizabeth Weinstein is one of many here who say their religion and their entire culture has been hijacked by an ideology that they don't share.
I think it's really, really ingrained in a way that you can criticize what Israel's doing, but I think it's really frowned upon as a Jew to be anti-Zionist, because suddenly that's dangerous to something we worked really hard to fight and something we worked really hard to make for ourselves. And I think that's a really dangerous assumption, and I think that being at a conference that is explicitly anti-Zionist is exhilarating for me.
The term anti-Zionist is kind of hard to define. But loosely, it means everyone here opposes the idea that Israel should exclusively belong to Jews, and specifically, they don't support ill treatment of Palestinians in the name of creating that Zionist homeland in Israel. Some people here are religious, some not at all. Most say this is the first time they've had a safe but public space to express their views.
The first line of attack against people when they discuss Palestine is that they're anti-Semitic. So we're here saying it doesn't.
Conference organizer Greg Hom works with the International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network.
People who are in Jewish community are intimidated by mainstream Jewish community to not say these kind of things. And anytime anyone says anything about Palestine, you get called a self-hating Jew, you get called a traitor.
This is a joint struggle. I think this is a struggle that belongs both to the Jews and to the Palestinians. The Palestinians are the one who are getting the sharp end of the stick.
Mark Treyas moved from Russia to Israel when he was 5, then came to the U.S. 5 years ago at age 21.
The only people who can physically end the occupation, who can physically decolonize Palestine, are the Jews in Palestine or in Israel. And I think that as American Jews, we are the ones who have access. And we are the ones who have the potential to catalyze a transformation in Israeli culture and belief systems. And that's why I think that the first step probably lies here in the diaspora, in a mass Jewish movement that can infect the Israeli Jews.